A lot of your management is based on team spirit and the camaraderie and that togetherness. And talking about Saido, he must give you a headache in that your other players, when he whatever he does, whether it's turning up late for training, whatever, the players are looking at you, aren't they, to see how you respond, to decide whether or not they can get away with it.
The problem with Saido is that he's a good kid. He's not. Yeah. He's not a bad lad. You know, he's not a bad lad round the place. And when he comes in, he trains, you know, as well as anybody, and does his work. But you know, it's just stuff that flies around him that you know. Never mind how much you talk to him and how much you try and make him realise that it's.
You've done that, haven't you, a lot?
Yeah, you know, he lets himself down at times. But, you know, that's, I think he'll get better as he gets older.
Well, the players look at it, though, and think...
Oh, no, the players, and you know, the players don't like the fact that, you know, Saido will turn up any time he wants to turn up. And so, you know, it's difficult and you have to manage that situation. But we've got some good pros here and I think they understand the situation.
Is it inevitable, Tony, with all due respect, I've heard you, is it inevitable that he'll go or are you of the...
No, I thought he was going to go last window.
A lot did.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, the Tottenham deal and everything else, that would be the one. But the chairman decided it wasn't enough and, you know, that so Saido stays. So, you know, it'll be down to Jeremy, it won't be down to anyone else.
So what do you expect from him? You've been around a long time. You've dealt with all sorts of players. What do you expect from Saido? How do you expect him to...
Well, like I say, you know, even the questions in there, you know, they put Saido in a position where, you know, for a young lad who's loose in lots of respects, let's put it that way, you know, they put more pressure on him during these periods. And unfortunately, he's going to have to deal with this. If he doesn't go this window, we'll be talking about it again in the summer. So, and he's not handled the situation very well. You know, like I say, I'll make a marked comparison with Stones at Everton, who has actually done fantastic this year, with Chelsea having made an offer of over £30 million. His reaction was to get his act together, roll his sleeves up and play well for Everton. You know, Saido's reaction was a little bit different. And, you know, but they're different people and people have to understand that.
Are you getting out of it as manager of this club what you wanted to, where you want to be?
You know, I always want to do better. I always want to see things, you know, I want to have a little bit more control over certain things and, you know, be in charge of, you know, what happens in respect to the football side of it. So, you know, as I've said, you know, I've got great respect for Jeremy and great respect for... It's a wonderful football club. Yeah. You know, I really, really, really enjoy it. And I have to say, you know, the last couple of months, although it's been indifferent, the form has been indifferent, I think the supporters have been... You know, the last two home games have been absolutely fantastic. And, you know, you hope that they buy into the, you know, what we're trying to do with the spirit, play good football, but play football quickly through the pitch. You know, we got, what was it, 33 crosses in last Saturday, you know, more shots on goal. That's what I like, my football. I like my football played down the opposition's end. I don't like backwards, sideways, square, 30 passes back to the goalkeeper. It's not for me. It's not the way I was brought up. And so, but it takes time to get those type of players that you want in and those type of players that you think will excite the crowd and you know, give you better opportunities to win games.
You did mention, that the January transfer window, players have got to go out before they can come in. This is a cruel league, an unforgiving league, and if you don't join in, you sort of get left behind. You can't afford to stand still, can you?
Well, I don't think so. So, you know, I'm like I say, I'm keen on there's targets that I'd like to bring in, but I understand Jeremy and the way the club is, we have to move people out. And, you know, that I understand that.
That stat actually quite significant, I think, that came up in the media conference. In 38 games in this calendar year, 50 points. This club's never finished with 50 points in the Premier League. So on balance, it has to be seen as a good year.
Yes, it, you know, obviously it's split over two seasons. So, you know, people wouldn't recognise that and wouldn't understand that. So, but it's, you know, the important thing is that we've played 19 games, got 23 points. And, you know, if we can follow that up again... then in what is a very, very difficult season this year, then, you know, I'll be very pleased.
Compared to the many years you've had in management, How does this stack up, though? Has it been a tough year? Has it been a different year for you?
Well, it's a different year and a different season in respect that I think that the league is closer. I think a lot of the clubs are showing that. You know, there's results that are coming out. Now, I have a feeling that maybe the top four or five clubs will spend during this window, make themselves stronger. They'll have to. So, you know, you might get a situation in the second half of the year where the results aren't as indifferent for the top four or five teams as what they've been in the first half.
And the window's always interesting here in January. You have a chairman who's slightly allergic to spending money in January. You may need to find an antihistamine to get him through that so you can unlock a little bit of the finance.
Well, I think we have to move people out before we can move people in. But if we move people out, then, you know, I'm hoping that, we'll get a little bit of that money to reinvest because we need to.
Does that become a thorny issue when you look at somebody like Saida Berra, you know, who from the outside looking in, people would see as the prize asset? Does a decision have to be taken on Saido early in this window?
No, not at all. You know, I think the chairman showed last window that unless the deal's right, he won't do it.
But you would rather, if you had a chance to strengthen, you'll have the areas that you want to strengthen, Tony, you would rather do it sooner rather than later, wouldn't you? January is a busy month.
Yeah, but you want to do even start of the season, you want to bring your players in before the pre-season starts, and that's never the case. You know, we're not in a position where we can go out and offer people 80, 90, 100,000 pounds a year and then spend millions, you know, blowing everybody out of the water and bringing those type of players in. You know, we're sat on the top table, but we feed off the crumbs. And that's what you've got to do. You've got to understand that, and you've got to wait for those crumbs to drop off the table, and hopefully you're in the right place at the right time picking them up. But that doesn't happen at the start of the meal. That usually happens at the end of the meal.
To extend the analogy, though, it's not just crumbs, in that sometimes you can find something that's a little bit fine dining that's playing in a lower league, can't you?
Oh, no, you look everywhere.
In terms of this game, I mean, it always gives you some pleasure to come up against Stoke because they've still got a huge place in your heart, haven't they?
Yeah, it's that'll never change. And the fact that, the owner is a very, very good friend and a wonder, you know, they're a wonder, the Coates family are a wonderful family. They've been very, very good to me and my family. And, we certainly will never forget the part they've played in helping us in the position we're in at the moment. You know, not just through football, but financially as well. They've been absolutely fantastic.
And they come here in great form as well.
Yeah, they've, you know, when you look, they've got Duf, Walters, Crouch, who are not even in the team. Charlie Adams, you know, people of that ilk, you know, Mark Wilson, they've got, I think they've done their business without shouting too loud. And, they were a top 10 team last year and they've strengthened again. So, you know, they've invested, you know, quite a bit of money in the players. But it's gone under the radar. So, you know, people are recognising now that they are a good side.
It's funny for me, when you look at a player like Ryan Shawcross, who's been so consistent for the number of years, and the impact he's had since he came back from injury as well, do you wonder what he has to do to get an international call-up?
Well, he played the one game where he came on and unfortunately had a bad time, and I think that's most probably curtailed it. But he's a great lad. He's a winner. He's an old-fashioned centre-half who is a better player than what people give him credit for. And it's been a major disappointment for me that he hasn't given a run, you know, in games for England. But, you know, I'm not picking the team. Roy's picking the team. And, you know, that's up to Roy, not me.